I'm Walter Parker. I'm in Stetson Studio One at VPR with the Altius Quartet in residence with the Green Mountain Chamber Music Festival, which gets underway this week with faculty artist concerts on Wednesday and Friday evenings at 7:30. And you can connect to all that information at vpr.org/classical. We're going to hear Mendelssohn's Last String Quartet and more about that in just a moment. With me at the microphones is the artistic director of the Green Mountain Chamber Music Festival, Kevin Lawrence. How many years is this for the festival now?
This is our 15th year, Walter.
And so do you have some special events for 15th anniversary?
Well, the big event outside of our seven concert series is a concert by Emerson String Quartet on Sunday, July 21st, in the evening, 7:30. Usual place, UVM Recital Hall. And we've had, every year of our existence, we've invited a member of the Emerson to come and give a day of coachings for our students. And I've long dreamed about having the whole group come and play. So this is a great moment for us to do that.
And so tickets for that may go quickly.
Well, we expect so.
So people should get in touch. Your website is gmcmf.org.
That's it.
Or you can just Google Green Mountain Chamber Music Festival or connect from our website. There are lots of ways to find out this information. Well, what's new for this year?
Well, we have interesting new faculty. Sandy Yamamoto, who was a founding member of Moreau Quartet, is going to play with us. We have another visit from Matt Heimovitz. This is his fifth year. I guess that's not really new at this point.
Always welcome, though.
Oh, absolutely. And some interesting new stuff. There's a piece for eight cellos by an English composer, Birchall. We have four emerging artists and four faculty playing that.
How many emerging artists? That is, you might call them students.
Yeah, if you want to be prosaic about it. Yep, there this year 200 students and about 30 faculty.
That's a lot of students.
It's a crowd. It's a wonderful crowd, and it's varied. I would say about 2/3 of them are college and grad age, and the rest younger. We have a couple of 13-year-olds, literally two 13-year-olds. But mostly these are people who are older and committed to the profession.
Now, how did you come across the Altius Quartet?
Well, there are a couple of connections, actually. The new cellist, Aaron, is a former student of Alan Rafferty, who has been one of our cello faculty for a good while. And Alan recommended the group, and I listened to some recordings and thought, yeah, this is a fine idea. And then I found out that the first violinist, Josh, is a former student of another faculty member, longtime faculty member, Wan Bin Yim, studied in Cincinnati.
Well, the first violinist of the Altius Quartet, Joshua Ulrich, is with us as well.
Hello.
Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, where does the name come from?
So the name Altius is a Latin word meaning higher, and it comes from the Olympic motto, faster, higher, stronger, which is Sitius Altius Fortius.
And you're higher.
We are the higher part.
Terrific. Well, how long have you been together? People at home can't see that you're a very young group, obviously.
Well, this is our eighth season together.
Really?
Yeah. The quartet was formed in Dallas, Texas, at the Southern Methodist University. I joined a little bit later. I was in Cincinnati at that point, but I joined before we took a residency at the University of Colorado Boulder with the Takash Quartet.
And your newest member is your cellist, Erin Patterson?
Erin Patterson. She's wonderful.
How long has she been with you?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, really? So, that's still very new then.
Yes.
Well, we're going to hear the Mendelssohn String Quartet in F minor, Opus 80, which is one of his last works. And do you want to tell the story about?
Yeah, I'd love to tell the story. So he wrote this piece in direct response to the passing of his sister, Fanny, and he was severely distraught over her passing, and
he couldn't write for a while.
He couldn't write for a while, and what my personal take is that this piece is him shaking his fist at God, saying, "Why did you take her from me?" And because the first two movements are nothing but turmoil. And then the third movement is an elegy for her, and so that is the most beautiful movement of the four. And then the last movement, it's a little bit of a dichotomy between this also turmoil, but again, there's hope at the end, and it's a very kind of revelatory movement, and ends very powerfully.
Yes, we don't really think of Mendelssohn usually as turbulent and impassioned.
No, I know.
But this work is.
Yeah, very passionate.
Well, shall we hear it?
Yes, let's do it.
The Altius Quartet performing Mendelssohn's String Quartet number 6 in F minor, opus 80. The members of the quartet are violinists Joshua Ulrich and Andrew Giordano, violist Andrew Krim, and cellist Aaron Patterson.
Thank you. Thank you.
Felix Mendelssohn's Last String Quartet, the String Quartet No. 6 in F minor, Opus 80, played for us live on VPR Classical this morning by the Altius Quartet. The members of the Altius Quartet are violinists Joshua Ulrich and Andrew Giordano, known as Gio, violist Andrew Krim, and cellist Aaron Patterson. And they will perform that quartet on the opening concert of the Green Mountain Chamber Music Festival, which is tomorrow night at 7:30 at UVM Recital Hall in Burlington. And you can get all those details by going to our website, vpr.org/classical. Just scroll down for Green Mountain Chamber Music Festival Live, and you'll find a link to their website. And you can find out about all their concerts, mostly on Wednesday and Friday evenings at 7:30 at UVM Recital Hall. I'm Walter Parker here in VPR Stetson Studio One, and I'm joined by two members of the Altius Quartet, violist Andrew Krim,
yes,
and cellist Aaron Patterson.
Hi.
Well, thank you very much, first of all.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
That was wonderful, that piece written in the wake of Felix's sister Fanny's death, which came as a shock to him,
Yes.
She died young, and he died just a couple of months after he wrote I believe.
Yes.
At the age of 38.
Yes.
Very tragic, but we're left with that great music.
Exactly.
Now, you folks are based in the Denver-Boulder area?
Yes.
Yes.
At the University of Colorado Boulder?
We moved to Colorado to study with the Takash Quartet at the University of Colorado, and now we're just based there. It's a great place to be because there's beautiful mountains, but also we're smack dab in the middle of the country, so it's only a 3-hour flight to get anywhere, which is pretty amazing.
Well, we're glad you got here. Now, Aaron, you're new to the quartet.
Yes.
So how did you get hooked up with these gents?
My only connection to Altius is our first violinist, Joshua. He gave me a call in January or February of 2018, asked me if I wanted to come audition or if I had any interest in being in a string quartet. And then in October, we made it happen.
So just October is quite a while ago.
Yeah, yeah. So I was doing my master's at McGill this past year, and I finished in May. So then I was able to join for the summer season.
Terrific. Well, I've said before that I think we're in the golden age of string quartet playing because you can find wonderful young string quartets all over the place.
Exactly.
And just turn over a rock, or in this case, Boulder,
right.
And you find another fine string quartet. And we're glad to make your acquaintance. Now, you have a little encore for us today?
We do. Yeah. One of the things we like to do is we have our own pop arrangements, and we use those to get people to hear songs that they recognize and sounds that they may not recognize, like the sound of a string quartet playing pop tunes. And we found by doing that, the audience is more open and more receptive to classical music. For example, 6 years ago, we played at a bar in Dallas. We were playing at a bar, and we started with Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze, and then we played Shostakovich 8, I believe, which those actually pair extremely well together. But people loved it. Like, people who had never heard Shostakovich before, hearing Jimi Hendrix first, really enjoyed the gnarly Shostakovich sounds. Especially my dad. My dad's a football player and doesn't know anything about classical music, and Shostakovich is his favorite now. So,
well, what are we going to hear today?
Oh, we're going to play Take On Me by the band A-ha. It was one of the first arrangements we ever did. My wonderful mother-in-law was the first person to hire us 7 years ago. She ran a concert series in Western Colorado, and we were based in Dallas, and I called her and asked her if she would hire us. First, she asked if we were any good, and I told her, I hope so. And then she asked if we could play something cool and hip as an encore on the program, and so we went to the 80s and picked Take On Me by A-ha.
This is from the golden age of MTV videos.
Exactly.
When they actually played videos. This has a very famous video that mixes animation and live action.
Right.
Some people may recall.
This is actually also on our debut album, Dress Code.
Oh.
We have our first CD was a combination of, we have a Haydn string quartet that we've split up the movements throughout the CD, a bunch of pop arrangements, Take On Me, Stand By Me by Benny King. We have a mashup of Michael Jackson's Beat It with Dave Brubeck's Take Five. And then we have some cool ragtime Bill Bolcom rags also. So it's a smorgasbord of tunes, kind of just not dissimilar to the shows we like to do at bars and stuff, to like combine all of these genres and hopefully, if you listen, you'll like something on it.
That's the album Dress Code?
Dress Code.
And people can find out about that at your website?
Yeah. Our website, we're on iTunes, Spotify, all of the streaming, Amazon.
And it's altiusquartet.com?
Yep, altiusquartet.com.
Terrific.
We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those social networking.
Well, shall we hear it?
Yes, let's do it.
The Altius Quartet performing live for us on VPR Classical this morning, something from the world of pop. A-ha is the Norwegian group that came up with this tune, Take On Me. Once again, the members of the Altius Quartet are violinists Joshua Ulrich and Andrew Giordano, violist Andrew Krim, and cellist Aaron Patterson here on VPR Classical today. Take On Me, from the group A-ha, Norwegian pop group, played for us live on VPR Classical this morning by the Altius String Quartet. The Altius String Quartet is violinist Joshua Ulrich and Andrew Giordano, violist Andrew Krim, and cellist Aaron Patterson. Thanks very much. Andrew Giordano, or Gio, joins us at the microphones. Do we know who made that arrangement?
Yeah, so our former cellist, Zachary Reeves, actually arranged that for us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and actually all the, Andrew had mentioned our Dress Code album, the first album we came up with. Zach did all the pop tunes, not the Balcom, obviously, the Bill Balcom, but Zach actually did the arrangements for all of those.
So what's in store for the Altius Quartet after your appearance at the Green Mountain Chamber Music Festival tomorrow night?
Yeah, so it's a really fun summer for us. We are really happy to be here and performing and coaching as well. And then next week, we'll be going to Minnesota for the Lakes Area Music Festival, which is mostly an orchestral festival that takes place in August. But this is the first year that they've actually had a string quartet. So our job is to travel around the entire state and play at both concert halls and in rural communities to try to get people to hear about the festival that haven't heard about it before. So it's going to be really fun, because part of our mission is to bring chamber music to a really wide variety of audiences. And so that's what we love to do. And so we'll get to play chamber music, I think, for a lot of people that have never heard string quartet, don't know anything about it. So, yeah, it's going to be really exciting.
A few prisons while we're there.
A few prisons,
did you say? A few prisons, yeah. One thing that's great about chamber music and string quartet versus orchestra is we're mobile, right? It's much cheaper for a string quartet to travel across Minnesota than the Lakes Area Festival bring their entire orchestra to all these concerts. I think we're playing like 15 concerts, 14 concerts.
Yeah, we're playing, I mean, like Andrew said, in a really wide variety of areas. So, I mean, we're playing in a couple of prisons, and we're also playing, we'll be playing in a library as well as a brewery. So, and probably a few other places around the state of Minnesota. So,
when do you make your way back to Colorado?
Yeah, so we'll all take a little vacation after Minnesota. So, I think we'll all come back together late August.
Well, thanks for including Vermont Public Radio in your itinerary.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Good luck tomorrow night with the Green Mountain Chamber Music Festival concert. That's at 7:30 at UVM Recital Hall in Burlington. And you can link to both the Altius Quartet website and the Green Mountain Chamber Music Festival website through our website, vpr.org/classical. Just scroll down a bit for Green Mountain Chamber Music Festival Live, and you'll find the links. Thanks so much, Altius Quartet, Kevin Lawrence of the Green Mountain Chamber Music Festival. I'm Walter Parker. Thanks to our sound engineer today, Peter Engish. To take us up to noon, we have one of the Green Mountain Chamber Music Festival recordings made with guest flutist Carol Winsense. Here is some of Amy Beach's Theme and Variations.